finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Unveiled by Grace podcast with your host, with your man of God, with your brother, Ron. I'm glad to be back, guys. Hope you guys are doing great on today. Today is May 31st, and it is Friday. We are back with another episode. Look, man, let's get right into it. Slow down. Let me say that again. Slow down. I'm going to start with scripture. We're going to Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Now, I'm reading this because a lot of us, including myself, we get weary in doing good. What does that mean? What does that mean when the Bible tells us, let us not become weary in doing good? When we are doing the things that God called us to do, we must remember. And when I say the things that God called us to do, whether it be in ministry, service, or that business, or whatever he's called you to do, whatever he's put on your heart to do that's going to lead you to the kingdom business, the purpose that he has called and the destiny he has spoken over your life. The process in getting to that destination, we always want to fall in love with the destination, which causes us to watch the time, which causes us to become impatient, frustrated, because things aren't happening when we want them to. So don't get weary in doing good. Don't get weary in doing. Slow down. Enjoy. My brother told me this the other day, man. My brother K. He said, bro, don't fall in love with the destination. Enjoy the process. Love the process. Because in the process, in doing good, in the doing of the good works, in the faith, in the process of transformation, in the process of becoming who God called you to be, it's gonna be you're gonna be tested on every level, every single level, every single level. But you must remain. I must say that. You must remain. You must dwell in trusting in him. You must dwell in his timing. Trust his timing. So slow down. Take a breath. Yes, God does have electric speed, and he can redeem time, and he will redeem time. But when you get to the point or the season when he's redeeming time, that just means the grace that he has on your life, the grace in that period and that season is specifically for you to put it like this. If it took someone 20 years to do what you're doing, it'll, in your season and in that grace, it'll take you a year. But see, that's grace. That's what God offers. So when we get outside of trying to do things on our own, we begin to operate in time. And when time is ticking and you're stumbling, you then begin to think about, oh man, it's not happening. Or, oh, you begin to rush things. And God doesn't operate in time. Whew. Let's slow that down. Ooh, let's slow that down. Man, this week has been crazy. And this is why, when I say crazy, not in a bad way, but I must say, like, it's been one of those weeks where a lot was going on, and there was a bunch of deadlines this week. There was a bunch of things happening and, you know, a few obstacles. So it was a lot going on, and I began to get frustrated. God has been working on me with my... I'm a thinker. Sometimes I overthink. And that's when, especially, that's how the enemy would, you know, kind of distract me and or just cause me to overthink, right? But this week, man, it was one of those moments where I had to really just take a step back, slow down. You know when you're moving too fast and you forget stuff, and then sometimes stuff be right in front of you that you forgot or you thought you forgot. It was a lot of that happening. That's when I knew. I said, "Oh, Ron, you need to slow down. Okay, one thing at a time. Yeah, we can definitely multitask, but you must still do one thing at a time." In the time that you created, you know, to do that thing, right? But I'm not gonna lie, this week, oh man, it was a lot. I was rushing, I was, oh man, doing everything because, you know, you wanna be obedient and you want to, not want to, we will be over here at Unveiled by Grace Podcast. We, all my listeners and supporters, we will be obedient and we will do what's required and then some, right? But seriously, like, sometimes you know, you have to take a step back, man, because you want to do what you know you need to be doing and you are doing it. But if you're rushing and you're trying to do things, I guess, because you feel you're missing something, or you missed it, or no. God doesn't operate like that. And yes, we definitely do sometimes. You may miss something, or if you had something that had to be done in February, but because of whatever the reason may be, it's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself. This is something that we tend to do, is we think we missed it, or we know. That's when we must take the time to step back, trust God, stay in His Word, because I tell you, that's one of the biggest... And what I'm learning is the biggest weapons to not only, for me, not only to renew my mind and get me to thinking the right way, right? Renewing our mind, having the mind of Christ, because the mind is definitely a battlefield. And a lot of us, once we truly understand what spiritual warfare is, and once we understand that the mind, I'm not going to even just speak on the mind, will, and emotion, which is our soul. I'm not going to even speak on, I'm just speaking on the mind aspect of that three is definitely the battleground. It's definitely the battleground. And this isn't a, which is part of that, you know, but this isn't me trying to tell you, his word, the Bible, the word of God, is true. It is the shaping and sculpturing of what we manifest here in this earth realm, right? So if you are someone like myself, man, I overthinker, and my brother was telling me this the other day, let me look the scripture up, a sheared mindset, give me a moment, guys. I was just there too. But no, I was an overthinker, and my conscience and my mind was just filled with so many things that now that I understand now, that was just hindering me and just creating so many roadblocks on my own. Nobody else. Nothing else. No. Nothing else but me. Sometimes once we understand, you know, get in his word. The more you read it, because the Bible is a spiritual book. It really is. His word is there through his messengers, through his prophets. It's there. And when you begin to read it, I know, trust me, man, I used to be, oh, man, I don't have to read. Man, please. Please. Just reading his word day and night, meditating on it. And trust me, the more and more you do, things begin to change, but then the harder and harder it becomes until you mature to keep reading and to grow and to continue to stay consistent. It's like when you start to really get closer to God, that's when, until you get to that point where it's like, okay, which that's a life journey, I believe. I don't think I met anyone that's just like, oh, sometimes I don't be wanting to read my Bible or pray. I think we all still, you know, to some degree, have those days. But it's done wonders. So, slow down. Take your time. Because you got time. I don't care what nobody tells you. You got time. Every day he wake you up. So each day, just remember, okay, boom, this is what I need to do. I don't need to rush. I don't need to rush this. I do not need to rush this. Allow his Holy Spirit to guide you. Allow his Holy Spirit to guide you. So slow down. I know this weekend is here. A lot of you guys are going to, I really don't know what's happening this weekend. I know it's May 31st. We just had Memorial Day. I don't know. But I'm going to be off. I have this photo shoot I have to do. Some things for, I'll just say some projects and different things that are coming up for me and my wife. So we're going to take some pictures. Oh, my birthday is June 17th. June 17th. 18th, I will be turning 35. Wow. I don't really know what I'm going to do for the birthday. Definitely got to get the kids to their grandma or their nana, one of the two. So me and the wife can chill. But yeah, man, slow down. Slow down. Don't rush. I'm telling you. When you just take the time to make the vision plain, put it before God, go to Him. Write it down, Habakkuk 2:2. Write it down, make the vision plain, so that when you see it, you can run. Run, but be led. Your steps are ordered. Be led by His Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. He will give us the guidance, the strategies, and then we just do what we're told. And everything else will line up. Everything else. So as long as you stay within the guidance of the Holy Spirit, trusting in God, trusting in His timing, you'll never have to rush. You'll never have to rush. Because with His grace, even if you stumble or, you know, hey, whew, the grace is there because He knows we gonna, you know, be us, be human, be kids, be children, right? Be kids. We're His children. So He knows children mess up. He knows children. You know how you wake your kids up in the morning, they be moving slow. Yeah, He know we're going to be. He knows. So take your time. Trust in His timing. So taking your time is trusting in His timing. And remember, God doesn't operate in time. Eh? Whoo. Seriously. So take your time, guys. Take your time. More than anything, when you have the vision and you made it plain and you brought it to our Father, the provisions, the guidelines, the strategy, the steps, all you do is follow. If you do that, you won't ever feel rushed. You won't ever feel like you have to do this, because it'll make sure that you get to that expected end. Just be obedient. But that's my time, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is episode 4, I want to say. Yeah, we're on episode 4. Wow, 4 episodes already. It's only been maybe a week or so, a week or two. Not even 2 weeks. So we got the episodes coming out, guys. There's going to be more. The website, we have the books, we have just so many other different resources and tools that you guys can support and support the ministry. And yeah, man, all those things will be coming soon and shortly. I thank you guys for watching, well, listening, not watching just yet. The videos will be coming with the podcast shortly. I'm just setting up my studio and getting all those things in order. But thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening in. I love you guys. I really do. Hope you guys have a great, safe, enjoyable weekend. Rest. If you need to rest, that's the best thing you could ever do for yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, is to rest. Rest. Don't try to run around everywhere. Rest. Resting is good. It's so good. You need to recharge. It's the best thing you can do. So I hope you have a great weekend. I love you guys. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. This is Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God, your brother, Ron. See you guys in the next one. Shalom.